An unlikely partnership between the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Princeton's nuclear fusion program has created a new way to pasteurize eggs. The team is using radio frequencies. Kyrie Greenberg explains.
At the USDA Agriculture Research Center in Winmore, just north of Philadelphia, Chris Bronkhorst watches 8 eggs spinning under a stream of water.
We have water flowing over the egg to take away excess heat.
The machine pulses radio frequencies, RF for short, which heat up the egg and poke holes in the membranes of bacteria hidden in the yolk, which can be passed on by an infected chicken.
We don't want to heat up the egg white. The egg white is delicate and easily damaged.
Bronkhorst is an engineer at Princeton's Plasma Physics Lab, a nuclear fusion energy research center where he uses RF to heat up plasma to enable a nuclear fusion reaction. Pasteurizing eggs is his side project.
What we're doing here is just plain old ohmic heating. You're putting electricity in something and heating it up.
He met USDA researcher Dave Jevecki 15 years ago when Jevecki was working with juice, which can be pasteurized at much lower frequencies than eggs. Traditional pasteurization uses only heat to kill bacteria, and the two researchers figured out that you didn't need as much heat when combining it with RF. The process slices through bacteria, but spares the enzymes and vitamins that make up a food's fresh taste.
Cider is very different today. When I was a kid, it was all unpasteurized, and I noticed the flavor difference very strongly.
Even so, juice manufacturers were not interested. They thought regular pasteurization was good enough. But the two researchers found the egg industry was interested. Dave Jevecki says that right now, in-shell pasteurization only uses hot water, which partially cooks the egg white.
It looks really different, and it bakes really different. So we have two things there that are, I think, that are going to help this project go to commercialization.
So we started experimenting, including making sure the RF eggs would also work for bakers.
We want to make an egg that's as close to fresh as possible. So when we take the pasteurized eggs to test them, we bring them out here and we bake angel food cakes.
In the U.S., egg consumption is on the rise. Last year, we each ate about 280 eggs, up from 254 in 2012. The risk of eating an infected egg is low, but as a precaution, hospitals and nursing homes use dried egg powder instead of fresh eggs to protect people with weak immune systems. Jevecki says the egg industry thought using RF would give them a shot at selling pasteurized eggs to those facilities. By the year 2020, the team, along with an industry backer, plans to market a machine that will pasteurize 8 eggs a minute at a third of the cost of using hot water alone. Bronkhorst says they're excited to bring RF pasteurized eggs into the real world. And there may be other applications.
Yeah, we want to make the world safe for cookie dough.
Raw flour in cookie dough can also carry illness-causing bacteria. In 2016, the Food and Drug Administration found E. coli contamination, which led to a recall of 10 million pounds of flour. And while the USDA already uses radio frequencies to sanitize raw fruits and vegetables, maybe pasteurizing flour is next? For Here and Now, I'm Kyrie Greenberg.